Today is December 19th, 2024, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Vast Space has signed a deal with SpaceX for up to two private astronaut missions to the International Space Station. Avio signed a set of contracts with the European Space Agency regarding its Vega rocket. The Department of Defense is stepping up efforts to partner with emerging commercial space startups. A new Pentagon report on China's military activities puts an emphasis on satellites and AI. Firefly Aerospace has won a third NASA contract for a lunar lander mission. Firefly's first lunar lander will share a ride to the moon with another company's lander. And the Space Force says the first national security launch of ULA's Vulcan Centaur won't take place until next spring.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that Vast Space has signed a deal with SpaceX for up to two private astronaut missions to the International Space Station. Vast announced Thursday the agreement for the Crew Dragon missions to the station, which would require NASA approval. NASA has so far approved four such private astronaut missions, or PAMs, all by Axiom Space and also using Crew Dragon spacecraft. Vast announced earlier this year its intent to compete for future PAM opportunities offered by NASA, stating that the experience it would gain from such missions would help its development of commercial space stations. Avio signed a set of contracts with the European Space Agency regarding its Vega rocket. Avio announced Wednesday the contracts, one of which covers upgrades to its launch site in French Guiana, to enable the facility to support six Vega C launches a year, up from the four planned in 2025. A second contract continues development of the upgraded Vega E, set to make its first launch in 2027 and 2028. Those two contracts are worth about 350 million euros, 364 million. Avio also signed a launch contract with ESA for the Vega C launch of the Forum Earth Science satellite in 2027. Avio took over sales and marketing of the Vega earlier this year as part of a transition of launch service provider responsibilities from ArianeSpace. The Department of Defense is stepping up efforts to partner with emerging commercial space startups. Major General Stephen Budow, director of the Defense Innovation Unit's Space Portfolio, said in a Space News webinar Wednesday that the nascent commercial space market requires a lot of investment and that the U.S. needed to keep pace with China, which is making significant investments in its own commercial space sector to develop systems that can also have military applications. As part of those efforts, the U.S. Space Force's Space Systems Command has expanded its Front Door Initiative, a portal connecting commercial firms with potential government buyers. That initiative now includes more than 20 government agencies, including NASA and the NRO. A new Pentagon report on China's military activities puts an emphasis on satellites and AI. The annual Military and Security Developments Involving the People's Republic of China report, released Wednesday, underscores the accelerating pace of China's military modernization. The report noted that the number of Chinese satellites has grown from 36 in 2010 to more than 1,000 today, including over 360 dedicated to intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. China has embraced multi-domain precision warfare, a strategy that integrates AI, big data, and space technologies to conduct highly coordinated military operations, mirroring similar strategies pioneered by the Pentagon. Firefly Aerospace has won a third NASA contract for a lunar lander mission. NASA announced Wednesday it awarded Firefly a commercial lunar payload services, CLPS, task order worth $179.6 million for a lunar lander mission to the Gruithuisen Domes region on the near side of the moon in 2028. The mission will deliver six NASA payloads and also include a rover. Firefly is currently preparing its first Blue Ghost lander mission for NASA to launch in January, with a second mission going to the lunar far side in 2026. Firefly's first lunar lander will share a ride to the moon with another company's lander. Japanese company iSpace said late Tuesday that its second lunar lander, Resilience, will share the Falcon 9 launch in mid-January with Blue Ghost 1. A report last week stated that the two landers would launch together, but at the time neither Firefly nor iSpace would confirm the report, deferring questions to SpaceX, which did not respond to inquiries. While the two landers will launch together, they will take different paths to the moon, with Blue Ghost landing about 45 days after launch while Resilience, using a low-energy trajectory to conserve fuel, landing at the moon several months after launch. Spaceflight Now reports that the Space Force says the first national security launch of ULA's Vulcan Centaur won't take place until next spring. In a statement, Space Systems Command said it is targeting the second quarter of 2025 for that mission, which had been planned before the end of the year. The Space Force is continuing to study an anomaly on Vulcan's second flight in October, where part of the nozzle of one solid rocket booster fell off during flight. The rocket compensated for the decreased performance from the booster and still completed the mission. That investigation has delayed certification of Vulcan for national security missions, a process now expected to wrap up in the first quarter of 2025. In other news, Xinhua reports that a Chinese commercial rocket completed a sea-based launch Thursday. The Series 1S rocket lifted off at 5:18 a.m. Eastern from a ship in Chinese coastal waters. The rocket placed into orbit four Tianqi satellites for Internet of Things services. A New Zealand telco is the first to provide nationwide coverage using Starlink direct-to-device services. 1NZ said Wednesday it will be the first in the world to provide that service throughout a country, covering the 40% of New Zealand without terrestrial service as well as in coastal waters as far as 20 kilometers from shore. 1NZ says it will provide the service for free to customers with one of four phone models and who have pay monthly plans. According to 1NZ, text messages can currently be sent and received within 3 minutes, but it can take up to 10 minutes as SpaceX works to add satellites to its direct-to-smartphone constellation. The White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP, released new policies Wednesday about cislunar science and technology development. OSTP issued one memo directing NASA to lead work on a cislunar reference system needed for future navigation on and around the moon, calling for the agency to provide an implementation plan by the end of 2026. OSTP also released a National Cislunar Science and Technology Action Plan to implement a strategy it published 2 years ago. The action plan gives specific tasks to federal agencies on four objectives, from research and development for cislunar activities to development of cislunar space situational awareness capabilities. ArianeSpace CEO Stefan Israel is leaving the company. ArianeSpace announced Thursday that Israel, who has been CEO of the launch services provider since 2013, will leave at the end of the month to pursue a new career opportunity in January. Israel will be replaced by David Cavayoles, who has spent the last 5 years at IT services and consulting company Capgemini, and previously was ministerial advisor for French space policy. UFTV Orlando reports that Space Florida has agreed to provide $65 million in funding for a development project at Cape Canaveral. The funding, approved at a Space Florida board meeting Wednesday, includes $50 million in matching grant funds in partnership with the state's transportation department and $15 million in common use funds. The effort, known only by the codename Project Hinton, includes a high-volume production facility, high bay, and launch infrastructure at Cape Canaveral. Space Florida has not identified the company affiliated with Project Hinton, but many speculate it is SpaceX, given its plans to expand facilities at the Cape for future Starship launches. Roll Call reports that the federal government is in danger of a shutdown at the end of the week after a funding deal fell apart Wednesday. Appropriators announced Tuesday an agreement on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded through mid-March while also providing disaster relief funding, more than $740 million of which would go to NASA, and other policy provisions. However, Republicans in the House objected to the scope of the bill, and both Elon Musk and later President-elect Trump also voiced their disapproval for the bill. House Republican leaders are now considering alternative options, but any new agreement will require Democratic support. A CR needs to be enacted by Friday to avoid a shutdown.